Saddle Lake. Four people are facing numerous charges after St. Paul RCMP were shot at during a vehicle pursuit on the Saddle Lake Cree Nation July 10. Two of the individuals have been charged with attempted murder, one of whom is a young offender. RCMP were making patrols when they observed a vehicle with an occupant that appeared to be pointing a firearm as another occupant near the intersection of North-South Road and Northeast 4 Road on Saddle Lake Cree Nation at about 1 p.m. Sunday, according to an RCMP release. Officers attempted to stop the vehicle, however the vehicle fled, and a pursuit was initiated. During the pursuit, occupants of the vehicle fired two or more rounds from a firearm at pursuing officers, with one police vehicle being struck, states the release. No injury to officers were reported. Eventually, the suspect vehicle became stuck in a field and St. Paul RCMP were able to arrest all occupants without further incident. St. Paul RCMP Integrated Traffic Unit and the Eastern Alberta Crime Reduction Unit officers deployed to the area to assist with the investigation. RCMP have charged Aaliyah Omisu, 26, of Saddle Lake with attempted murder, discharge of a firearm with intent, possession of stolen property over $5,000, and two counts of failing to comply with condition of release. A young offender, who cannot be named, also faces an attempted murder charge, discharge of a firearm with intent, possession of stolen property over $5,000, three counts of failing to comply with condition of release under the Youth Justice Act and a weapons offense. Cage Omisu, 18, of Saddle Lake is charged with flight from police, resisting arrest, weapons offense, possession of stolen property over $5,000 and three counts of failing to comply with release conditions. Colton Rainmoya, 20, of Cold Lake is charged with two counts of weapons offenses, possession of stolen property over $5,000. Jaylene Favel, 18, of Cold Lake, faces charges of a weapons offense, possession of stolen property over $5,000. All offenders have been remanded in custody with their next appearance set for July 14 at St. Paul Provincial Court. This incident exemplifies the dangers that our officers experience on a daily basis serving Alberta communities, CST. Anita Doktor of the St. Paul RCMP stated, "We are proud that we were able to bring this dangerous incident to a successful conclusion without harm to the community, our officers, and the offenders. RCMP continues to investigate the circumstances of the incident."